For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and today we are diving into the winter uglies. Woo! Happy Monday. Oh, happy Monday. I hope you guys are all having an amazing Monday so far and have had a great weekend, had a great week. Last week was so great for so many reasons. Number one, I am absolutely riding a high from a retreat that I co-led, not this past weekend, but the one before. And it was such an incredible weekend. If you guys remember a few episodes back, I was mentioning that I was co-leading a retreat with Jen, who I have had on this podcast before. I will link our episode down below. We talk all about yoga. And she is also my yoga teacher as I am going through yoga teacher training. So I talk about her quite a lot on this podcast for good reason. But her and I co-led a retreat together, and it was so amazing. We met the best people ever, and I'm so blessed that I had podcast listeners come out to the retreat, and it was just incredible. It was healing. It was emotional. It was beautiful. It was bonding. It was nourishing. It was just all the things that I was hoping for. And I have just been riding the high of that all week. And that was amazing. On top of that, and I got a couple DMs asking if we're going to do it again in the future because you guys wanted to be a part of it but weren't able to make this one. Absolutely, there will be more retreats in the future, but I'm also going to be doing like online stuff where we can virtually connect more so than just like retreats in person. So if you can't ever travel or for whatever reason, there will be other ways that we can absolutely connect. Another reason why this week was so awesome was because last week I released not one, but two episodes of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. So last Monday, I released my work from home routine and you guys ate that episode up. Like when I say it was one of my most listened to episodes in a while, like you guys loved it. So that's good to know that you guys kind of like those episodes. I can definitely make a lot more tailored towards that if that's something that you guys are interested in. But I also released the first ever bonus episode of the Manifest with Teresa Moon podcast, and that was the Untethered Soul Manifest Book Club episode. And I did that with my dear friend Chelsea, and I love that episode. So that came out on Thursday, October 26th, and it was a huge success. I have gotten incredible feedback from it. I'm so happy so many of you guys read the book, are currently reading the book, have been enjoying the book. It is such a life-changing book that I'm really grateful that we were able to talk about it together. And now the second book of the Manifest Book Club is going to be really how to integrate all the concepts that the Untethered Soul taught us. And that is in the book, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. That episode is going to go live November 30th, 2023. And I will have the book linked down below if you guys want to purchase the next book for the Manifest Book Club. I also got a couple questions of like, what if I don't finish the book in time by the episode? Here's the beauty of a virtual book club is that the episodes are going live on a specific day, but they never go away. So whenever you decide to listen to this episode or want to pick up the book and read it, even if it's 5 years from now, this episode will still be live and you can come back and listen to the episode whenever it is that you finish the book. So if you want to do every book with us every single month, then great. But if you don't want to and you want to skip a month, you totally can. You can pick it right back up whenever you're ready. So I think that's what makes virtual book clubs really special is that they're here when you want them and they're also here when you're not. They're not here when you don't want them. Also, the bonus episodes that are coming out the last Thursday of every month, they might not always be a book club. So some months I might skip a book club. Some months I might have a bonus episode of a guest on or a series or just something extra. But for the next one, I decided to make it another book club. So I'm really excited. The next book is The Power of Now. And if you have not yet read or listened to the episode of The Untethered Soul, I will link it down below. Go listen to it. You technically don't even need to really read the book to listen to the episode, but of course, it's going to make more sense and probably hit a little closer to home if you have read the book and then listen to the episode. But anyway, just some housekeeping things. Along with housekeeping things, I just started Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I predict yet another boring season. Dun, dun, dun. I've just been so bored with Beverly Hills lately. I'm not going to stay on this too long because a lot of you guys don't like when I talk about reality TV, and I get it. But I have been so bored with Beverly Hills. Like the past 3-4 seasons have been so boring. I'll say 3. Definitely 2. But okay, confidently 2 seasons have been so boring. And I just feel like an entire recast is needed. They need to shake it up. I'm just really bored. Along with that, let's just round it out really quick. New Roni cast. I don't love them at all. I don't really ride for anyone. I feel like it's a very eclectic group. I just feel like they don't know each other. It's very just like, it's giving casting. I don't know. It's weird. I just don't like it. I like the girls for the most part. Do I? No, I really don't. Like, I don't like Sai. I don't like Brynn. Jessel, I think, grew on me because I felt bad for her. Jenna Lyons is just too cool for them. I like Darren, but no one else seems to like Aaron. So, like, am I in the wrong? Like, am I missing something? I liked Uba until she had that weird freak out in Anguilla. And then I was, like, kind of put off from her. Who am I missing? Like, that's what I mean. Like, it's just such a weird group. I just feel like they don't know each other. So Roni, I'm not the biggest fan of right now. Salt Lake, I like Salt Lake. I've always kind of liked Salt Lake. I really used to not like Whitney. And now surprisingly, Whitney is my second favorite. My favorite's always been Lisa Barlow. I just love Lisa Barlow. I also like Monica. I know not a lot of people like her, but I like her. I think she like stands for something. But I don't agree with everything that she's done in her life, but I do like her for the most part, but I don't like the whole like relatability side that she's bringing because honestly, I'm not watching the show for relatability. These are all wealthy women. I want to see the money be spent. Okay. That's what makes it interesting. If I want to watch relatable, I can find that. But I like the wealth that the show brings. So the whole relatability factor, I could go without it, but I get where she's coming from. And I think that's important. What other, Rob? My favorite's always Jersey, but they're not airing right now, but they will be soon-ish. I'm so excited for Miami to come back. I really like Miami, but I don't like Julia, Marita's wife. I just find her to be, I always just fast forward her parts, if I'm being honest. I just don't love her, but I really like everyone else. So I'm excited for Miami to come. Oh, and Gertie has cancer now, doesn't she? I think she's going through cancer, which is terrible. So I wonder if that's going to be, if she's on the show this year. I don't know. I didn't watch the trailer yet for Miami. What else? What am I missing? I guess that's really it. So yeah, that's just my quick updates with Bravo reality TV. Okay. Let's get into the winter uglies. I don't know if this was a term last year. It had to have been, right? It was just one that I was not accustomed to. And man, could that have been more spot on. The winter uglies is a feeling, it's a look, it's an embodiment, and it's one that I want to avoid. Even though it's technically not winter yet and it's still fall, it's almost November. Tomorrow's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everyone. November is on Wednesday. I feel like the winter uglies can start early because as soon as it starts to get cold and chilly, like colder beyond like, ooh, I need like a light jacket, like cold to where it's like I'm in pain. And then the days start to get shorter. That's when the winter uglies begin because that's when you stop, or at least me, I shouldn't project onto all of you. That's when I stop the self-tanning and the taking care of myself and the like, what's the point kind of mindset. And last winter, I really fell into the winter uglies. And did I feel the best about myself? No, but I was cozy. So I will give that to myself. This year, however, I really want to avoid the winter uglies and I want to protect my mind, body, and spirit and keep them all regulated, nourished, and just feeling my best. Because when I nourish myself, when I nourish my mind, my body, my soul, when I stimulate the mind, when I move the body, and when I nourish the soul, I find that I overall am just a happier person. I feel better about myself and I really feel like a healthy, well-connected mind, body, soul is what's needed to avoid the winter uglies. So I figured for today's episode, we can talk about the products and routines that I'm doing for the mind, the body, and the soul to avoid the winter uglies. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that saunaing is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, store light therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved saunaing and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. And I'm excited to talk about it. So let's begin. Let's begin with the mind. So the routines that go with the mind, we need to begin with a morning routine. It is so important to have a system in place that will allow you to win the morning. If you win the morning, you win the day. And I firmly stand by that. I firmly believe in that. On the days that I practice my morning routine, and I say practice because I have to actively decide to show up to it. There are days that I don't want to do it, and I don't do it on some of those days that I don't want to do it. And my days inevitably are never as good. I'll be completely honest. I did not do my morning routine this morning, and I have felt off all day because of it. I didn't get morning sunlight. It's a gorgeous day. I didn't go for a walk. I didn't drink enough water. I didn't read. I did not do anything of my morning routine this morning. I got up and I was really excited that the book club went live today. So I just started posting it. I just went right into work and I felt really off all day because of it. And I still do. And it's 3:30 in the afternoon and I still feel really off. So this is all to say that if you win the morning, you win the day. And choosing to practice a morning routine every single day will set your day up for success. Even if the day loses control, you lose control over the day, you still know that you had a great morning and you will feel just a bit more in control of your day. And if you're someone like me, you kind of need that. So it is more important than ever in the wintertime when the days are shorter, the mornings are darker, and it's colder outside to win your mornings. If you win your morning, you win your day. You do not need to wake up early to have a morning routine. I think that is a really big misconception that to have a morning routine, I need to wake up early. The truth with that is you need to wake up early enough to have a routine. So if you have to be at work or class at, let's say, 9 a.m., no, you can't really have like an hour-long morning routine if you wake up at 9:30, or I should say 8:30. If you woke up at 9:30, you would be late. So if you wake up at 8:30 and you want an hour-long morning routine, well, that's not going to happen because you can't fit an hour's worth of work into 30 minutes. That's just impossible. So you do have to wake up early enough to have a morning routine, but that does not mean you have to wake up at 4 a.m., at 5 a.m., at 6 a.m., even at 7 a.m. You could wake up at 8 a.m., have an amazing morning routine, get to work on time, and make it all happen. You just have to put in the effort and figure out a routine that works for you. So restructure this of maybe calling it a morning routine and now maybe call it a wake up routine, because you don't have to be the first person in the house to rise to have a morning routine. You just have to have a waking up routine. So whether you're up before the sun, which honestly, now that the days are darker earlier and like shorter with daylight savings coming up really soon, I don't even want to talk about it. A lot of us are inevitably going to be up before the sun. Like even now, I mean, I'm waking up anywhere between like 7 and 8, and it's like dark until 8:15. Like it's so depressing. So a lot of us are going to be up before the sun, but whether you are or not, winning the morning is so important. And this is what I recommend for a morning routine. This is just, again, my recommendations. You can pick one thing from this. You can pick three things from this. Whatever works for you, I want you to establish it and obviously pull in things that work for you, pull out things that don't work for you, customize this. This is what I recommend. Number one, wake up to light. This could be if you are able to sleep with your blinds open and you wake up naturally with the sun, awesome. For most of us, waking up with the sun isn't always going to be an option. So I recommend waking up to some sort of alarm clock that emulates the sunlight. Hatch is an option. Hatch is kind of expensive. So I will link down an Amazon one, but I will also link the Hatch one. I have one from Amazon that is cheaper than Hatch. It does the same thing. And I think it's great. I also really like the Philips Hue lights. That is personally what I use. And it's not an alarm, but I am a light sleeper. So I am able to just wake up to like a room getting brighter. So for me, that works, but you could also just, you know, sync this up with like a phone, alarm. If you're going to use your phone, I just recommend like getting a peaceful song to wake you up. Like you can purchase like a rainfall sound or something peaceful to wake you up. Like you don't have to wake up to that alarm sound just because it's the default one that Apple chose for all of us. I don't know why Apple decided to, you know, raise our cortisol first thing in the morning, but that doesn't have to happen. So I recommend waking up to light, whether that's an alarm clock that emulates sunlight or Philips Hue lighting or something that emulates sunlight. We really need that. Secondly, I prefer gentle wake-ups. So I like to reach for a book and I like to read. Lately, I've been starting the day with a fiction read as it's something that I enjoy reading. So when you have something that you enjoy first thing in the morning, it makes getting up a little bit easier. If I was working through a book that's maybe kind of heavy or something that feels like even self-help, I don't always do first thing in the morning because sometimes I'm not in the mood for self-help and I'm like, I just feel like rotting today. I don't really want the self-help vibe right now. So that's sometimes why I will just opt for fiction. So just some sort of book that is of interest to me and that I am looking forward to. That's a really gentle way to wake up my mind and my body. Once I'm done reading, and I read anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour, it really just depends on the day, then I will slip on some warm slippers and comfy clothes. I lay these out when I go to bed because at night I tend to sleep in like shorts and a t-shirt and I have the fan on and the room's a little bit colder. And then when I get up out of bed, I'm normally cold. So I want to put on something warm. So I'll have a sweatshirt, sweatpants, and slippers right by my bed. So I get really cozy, but I'm able to be like warm enough to get out of bed. So now I'm nice and warm. I feel cozy and I feel good. And then after this, I will go into the bathroom and do my skincare and brush my teeth. This immediately wakes up the face. It gets the crusties out of your eyes, freshen your breath. Bonus points here if you scrape your tongue, if you oil pull, anything that's good for like the oral hygiene will get you feeling really refreshed. And then after this, I chug water. This has been a new thing for me where I've switched up this order where I just like don't drink water until I've brushed my teeth. I mean, you could brush your teeth before you read, but I just like to open my eyes, grab my Kindle, and then like turn over and read and then get out of bed like whenever I'm done reading. I don't know. It's a thing. It's a thing I do. That's the order that I do it. But anyway, then I chug water. This helps really just wake me up. And a little bonus tip as well, if you want to be bougie, is to mist water in your face. I mean, obviously you just did your skincare, but this is even just like a nice touch. If you want to put like lavender essential oils or rose oil in your water, it just feels really, really nice. It's awesome. After this, I like to put on happy music or a podcast. This just sets the tone for the day. Some of my favorite memories of last winter are doing all the things that I just said, going downstairs, putting on my fireplace, putting on music or a podcast on my TV, and just kind of like settling in. This was the best. It really just sets the tone. I will link below one of my favorite playlists, but really anything that you like to listen to in the morning, this is a good time to put it on. The next thing that I recommend is morning sunlight. This is more important than ever in the winter, and you guys knew that it was coming. I talk about this in quite literally every episode because it is so important. This has to be a non-negotiable. And I said earlier in the episode, I didn't do it today, and I feel the effects of it. It is so important to do this. This is going to be relative in your morning routine to when the sun comes up. In an ideal world, and remember, not every day is ideal, but if I could have a perfect ideal world every day, it would go in the order that I've said so far. But if this needs to be like moved around time-wise for whenever the sun comes up, whenever it does begin to rise, go outside and get that morning sunlight. This could be sitting outside in the sun reading a book. Like even if you're bundled up in a parka with a blanket, like that's what I would do in the dead of winter when it was cold and not really the best to be outside. And I didn't want to go for like a walk. I just wanted to sit down. I would just bundle up. I would put on a parka, hood up, blanket, and I would go outside and it was refreshing on the face. It was cold, but I always felt better. So this could just be sitting outside. You could read your book outside. You could journal. You could just sit. You could sip warm lemon water. I would definitely avoid caffeine until about 90 minutes after you wake up because caffeine just spikes your cortisol. It gives you that afternoon crash if you consume it too quickly to when you wake up. So if you can, just avoid caffeine for about the first 90 minutes. So drinking warm lemon water, decaf tea, decaf coffee, things like that. Maybe you take your dog for a walk. Maybe you take a 20-minute stroll. Maybe you walk around listening to a podcast. Any way that you can get that sunlight in the morning when the rays are low in the sky, the sun is just starting to come up, definitely do it. It is so good for your eyes, for your skin, for your circadian rhythm. It prevents an afternoon crash. You get vitamin D. Like, the benefits of getting morning sunlight are so important. So if you can get outside before 10 a.m. to get those sun rays on your skin, in your eyes, it helps with everything. And finally, the last thing that I would do in a morning routine is journal, affirm, and breathe. If you haven't already habit stacked this or done this outside, this is when you would then journal, affirm, and meditate. Maybe in your journal, you would write down your agenda or your day, your to-do list, what dreams you had. If you wake up with anxious thoughts like I do, I would write them down here. Maybe I would brain dump. Maybe I would write down affirmations for the day. Like, for example, if you have a presentation at work that you're worried about, write it down. Write that you are a strong public speaker with immense knowledge on your topic. Any sort of affirmation, just send it out into the universe to receive it and then meditate on it. Breathe on it. Be present in this. You can use apps like Calm for guided meditations. I love the Calm app. They have Daily Calm. They have Daily J. They have music. They have so many different meditations on there. I definitely recommend Calm. You could also turn on frequencies on Spotify. You can look for free guided meditations on YouTube, or you could just sit and breathe and be still. You could fixate on something with your eyes if you want to keep your eyes open in a meditation and just look at something and just observe it and just not take your focus off of it, but just breathing and being still and being present. 5 minutes is all you need. So that's like a morning routine right there. That's just one that I recommend. It's simple to do. It sounds like a lot, but it doesn't have to be a lot. That morning routine that I just said could be 1 hour, which maybe that sounds like a lot, but when you think of it, 1 hour to win the entire day is so worth it. 1 hour to wake up for you and to live for you and to be in peace for yourself is so worth it. Try structuring it like you wake up, you read for 20 minutes, you're in the bathroom for 10 minutes, you take a 20-minute walk, you journal for 5 minutes, and then you breathe and affirm for 5 minutes. You really don't need as much time to do these things as you think. And right there, 1 hour, all you need to immediately win the day. You are worth 60 minutes of peace. The next tip that I recommend for avoiding the winter uglies when it comes to the mind is to avoid mindless scrolling. When we mindlessly scroll, what happens is that we end up in a cycle of comparison. Everyone wants to post their best on social media, and it can get really obnoxious. Like, I don't know about you, but I remember, especially last winter, but I mean, I still see this stuff every single day of how I make $100,000 in a year, or better yet, I would see how I make $100,000 in a month, every month. Like, okay, we get it. Thanks. I'm poor. Like, you can say that again. Like, thank you. How I make $100,000 in a year. How I bought my dream house. Come get married with me. Come to my dream vacation with me. I'm going to Italy. I'm going to Aruba. I just got my dream job. Like, okay, that's so great. Like, here I am rotting away in winter. Like, I get it. You're having an amazing life. And when we're in our winter uglies, we are not always feeling our best. So let's not consume other people's best. If you are looking for something mindless, watch a TV show, watch a movie, read a book, do a puzzle, call a friend. Partake in something that is curated. What I mean by this, be a part of something that is a fantasy, that is fiction. When we are watching a TV show that's produced by Netflix or Apple TV or Hulu or Peacock or whatever it is, we know that we are getting fiction. We are getting a script. We are getting writers. We are getting actors. We are getting directors. We are getting editors. We are getting a storyline. We are getting something that is fake. We're going to feel things. We're going to cry. Maybe we're going to laugh. We're going to like go for a journey, but we know that this is a TV show. This is a movie. Like, it is fake at the end of the day. When we go on social media and we see people that look like us, that live similar lives to us, that want to be relatable to us, and they're out here just what seems to be crushing life, And we are kind of in the winter uglies where we feel like maybe lower in our lives, or like we're in a period of rest or hibernation, and we're just not like out here doing the most at all times, because that's not normal to be doing the most at all times. It's okay to slow down and to live a softer lifestyle. When we see people that look like us and behave like us and relate to us, just doing the most all the time, it can really get caught up in this game of comparison. And should I be doing more? I'm not doing this. I'm not making $100,000 a year. I can't afford my dream vacation right now. I'm not engaged. I'm not married. I'm not whatever, you know, your thing is that you're not doing, that this person is doing, that they're now feeding to you and you're consuming it via digital media, social media. It feels real, right? But when you see something that's curated in a fantasy and fiction, like, you can make the differentiation. So I'm not saying don't do things that are mindless, because we need that. We need escapes. But just be intentional about what you're picking that's mindless. So avoid the mindless scrolling and go for something that just is a little bit healthier for you. A TV show, a movie, a book, a puzzle, a friend, whatever it might be. Just avoid the mindless scrolling. Let's talk about some products that are good for stimulating the mind to avoid the winter uglies. A planner. It is so important to have direction in the winter. The reason that I say this is because when everything is a little bit darker in the winter, the days are shorter, days are colder, it's easier to get kind of lost, right, in this, like, the 9-to-5 grind, or the, what am I doing all this hard work for? Like, is there an end game to it? So having a planner and having something to write down an agenda every day with, or look at goals to, is really motivating for yourself. So I am working on a new digital planner for the new year. I will update you guys on that soon, but I'm really excited for how that is turning out. I'm also working on re-releasing the physical manifest planner for the new year. I will have updates on that very soon. If you guys don't know, I'm just moving all my inventory, so it's just taking some time, but I'm hoping it'll be wrapped up by Thanksgiving time, so you guys can get it for the new year and all that sort of stuff. I will keep you guys updated on that, but I will also link a few down below in the meantime that I like. And I will also link below the episode that I made of how I essentially like make my own planner in a notebook. But having something to write down your daily agenda, your to-do list, your goals is really, really good for the winter time to avoid feeling hopeless and to give you a direction in the winter. The next thing that I recommend to avoid the winter uglies is a journal. And I talked about this in my morning routine, but I find that it's just really good to have to write down thoughts, feelings, emotions. I have an entire episode on how to journal, so I will link that down below if you guys want to get deeper into journaling. The next thing that I recommend are books. So however you choose to consume books, a Kindle is my preferred way. You can use physical books, audiobooks, however you like to consume books. I recommend a few books that I recommend for, you know, right now. Obviously, The Power of Now, as that is the next Manifest Book Club book. But I also recommend reading anything that you find interest in. So as of right now, I'm reading In the Likely Event, and it's a cute read so far. I'm not very far into it, but so far it's a cute read. But as we are approaching the holiday season, I'm going to start reading like really cheesy romance Christmas books. Like last year I read In a Holidays, and that was so cute. It was just like a Hallmark movie in a book. It was so cute, and I can't wait to read something like that again. I also just finished Fourth Wing. I'm probably going to read the second book. What's it called? Iron Flame, I think. When that comes out in next week, I think that comes out. So I'm excited to read that. I just read Wildfire, which is the second book of the Icebreaker series, or I guess it's the Maple Hill series. That was pretty cute. So like just books that are piquing your interest. Like we all like different things. So kind of just finding your niche of books and getting a couple of them will really help you throughout the wintertime. And a book is cozy. Like I actually read more in the fall, winter than I do in the summertime because I don't know, like books are just so cozy and there's such a good vibe of making a cup of tea, putting on the fire, and curling up with a book. It's just so cozy and it just feels really good. The next thing that I recommend are podcasts. I love all types of podcasts, but in the last few weeks, I've really been turning towards comedy podcasts. And my favorite one right now is Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. It is so funny, but I also really like self-help. And one of my favorites is 80/20 by my girl Lily. I just love 80/20 and that is definitely just something that I like having is a podcast and a constant and a staple and something just to listen to so that I don't feel alone. Like a lot of times I turn to podcasts if I just want to feel like talking to a friend, but I don't want to talk. Like I just want to listen and I just want to receive and I want to feel a part of something, but I don't want to contribute. That's when I listen to podcasts. I love podcasts, if you can't tell. I also already mentioned, obviously, Hatch alarm clocks, Philips Hue lights. I'll have those linked down below. And lastly, a water bottle. It is so important to have a water bottle to stay hydrated. I'm currently using Owala water bottles. I love them. I will link them down below. But in the wintertime, we don't really think to drink water in the winter or colder months because we aren't sweating as much. We're not as hot during the colder months. So we don't have like the heat to remind us that we want something to drink to cool us off or to, you know, freshen us back up. So I think just having a water bottle with you all the time is really important. I always like to put lime in my water just because it just gives it a little bit of flavor. And I also am addicted to Crystal Light, specifically the pink lemonade one. So really just anything to zhuzh up my water, I am all in for. So that is the mind. Let's move on to the body. The routines with the body. The body needs routine. When the days get shorter and darker, it is so easy to be a hermit and just escape our routines. And this is really why routines are the most essential thing for the body. The reason that I put morning routine with the mind is because yes, it gets the body moving, but it's really for the mind. Win the morning, win the day. It's all mental. I put routines here for the body because having your default settings be productive and self-loving will keep you feeling really good all winter long. So the first routine that I recommend is having a workout routine. Walks, yoga, weightlifting, spinning, running, Pilates, at-home workouts, swimming, Zumba. The best workout is the one that you do. So whatever workout routine you like, whether it's switching things up every day, maybe it's going on ClassPass and going to different studios every day, maybe it's the same workout every single day, whatever your workout is, the best workout is the one that you do. So I could sit here and I could tell you all the benefits of yoga, all the benefits of running, all the benefits of walking, all the benefits of weightlifting, but it doesn't matter because if you're not going to do it, it doesn't matter. You pick a workout that you like and that you are going to be consistent with, and your body and your mind, and honestly your soul, will thank you for it. It is so good to remain active, which brings me to number two. You should maintain an active lifestyle if you want to avoid the winter uglies. What I mean by an active lifestyle is not door dashing everything, not Instacarting everything, not doing Target in-store pickup, actually leaving your house. Last winter, I did not leave my house at all. If I could stay in my house all day, every day, I would have, and I pretty much did. What I mean by this, and I should say, like, I was sad last winter. Like, I wasn't sad, I wasn't depressed, but I was definitely in my winter uglies, okay? Like, I lived it, I breathed it, I experienced it, and I don't really want to do that again. So by remaining active, this helps combat that. Go to the grocery store instead of Instacarting. Go skiing, go snowboarding, shovel your driveway. Shovel your neighbor's driveway. If you don't have anything to shovel, maybe there's no snow, take a walk, take the stairs, avoid being sedentary. I wrote that word down and I realized that I can never say it right because I always want to say sedentary, but I know that's not right. I think it's sedentary. Just don't be still for too long. Stay active. A body in motion stays in motion and you're going to feel good. My boyfriend's mom is so active. She is always moving. She's always doing household projects. She's always getting her steps in when she's in her work meetings. She's always walking on a walking pad. She is always moving and she loves it. She is very active and she just lives for it. So, and she's the happiest person I've ever met. So let me just say this, a body in motion stays in motion. The next routine that I have for your body is social events. Go out and do things. Make plans to see friends, go to the movies, even if, trust me, like I get it. I waited for the Barbie movie to come on like streaming services so that I could watch it at home because I didn't want to go to the movie theater. Like I get it, okay? But it's the act of just leaving your house. Go to the movies, have a soup exchange. Have you ever done that? It's really awesome. Then you just have soups. It's freaking awesome. Have a cookie exchange. Hello, we're entering the holiday time. Like this is the time to do these like cheesy, cute things with your friends. Oh my God, it's the best. Have a dinner party. Join a book club, a physical one, as well as the digital one, the Manifest Book Club. Take a candle making class. Oh my God, I found this place by me that does this. I can't wait to go. Go to local events. Last night, right outside my house, there was a Halloween parade. I just stood on my balcony and watched it. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was so cute. Go do things. Stay social. And lastly for routines is continue to have nourishing meals. Stay on top of your nutrition. There is nothing worse than already feeling kind of low, sad, depressed in the wintertime, and then eating like junk food on top of it. Now look, there are ways to indulge in cozy, delicious foods while still being healthy. This is why what we put in our bodies is so important because it truly affects how we feel. So nourish with food, eat whole, hearty foods and meals that are warm and savory and delicious. Try out new recipes on Sunday nights. Or if you're someone that, you know, you kind of like to stay in on the weekends, this is the perfect time on Friday or Saturday nights in the wintertime to try out these big fancy recipes that like take all day. I'm talking like the short rib that you have to start making 8 hours before you're going to eat it. Like that, I made that one time. It was so delicious and so fun. I mean, it costs like $40 for the meat, but it's like really worth it. It's so good. Have it with like a glass of red wine. For me, I'll do the non-alcoholic red wine and like a side of mashed potatoes because why not? Put the fancy music on and just make it a whole vibe. Be fun, be nourishing, and stay in your routine of healthy foods and healthy habits. Like you will just continue to feel so, so good. And your spring and summer self will thank you for the nourishment. Your hair will glow in the summertime. Your skin will glow in the summertime. Like you'll just be radiant because you've just maintained your nutrition and you are nourishing yourself throughout the wintertime. Some products that I recommend for the body to avoid the winter uglies. First is to have a skincare routine that your skin and your body loves. Load up on slugging. Are we still saying that term? Or just get like extra thick moisturizers in the winter. But if you're going to do that, also find a really good exfoliant. If you're going to moisturize deeply, you need to exfoliate well so that all that moisture that you're putting on your skin can actually absorb and really soak into your skin. And if it's in your budget, try to get a Dermaplane or a Hydrafacial. This will really, really up your skincare game if possible. It's not possible for all of us. They are quite expensive, but they are absolutely worth it. It might be a good Christmas present to ask for if you are able to ask for something like that. But just thinking of a skincare routine that is doable. Again, the best skincare routine is one that you are going to do. So something that is consistent and doable. This doesn't mean like buy all the expensive products now because when you run out, you inevitably are going to need to like restock them. So do what's in your budget. Get what you can. Get what your skin likes, what your body likes. It really helps. The second thing is self-tanner for the body and for the face. I feel like the best hack though is that in the winter, the only thing that really shows is our chest and our face and sometimes our arms. Like if you're working out and you're in a tank top, like your arms show. So you really only have to tan the upper half of your body and it looks like you tanned your entire body. I personally feel overall so much better when I am tan, but a winter glow has never hurt anyone. However, the key and secret for a good winter glow is to make sure that it is natural. If you are as tan in the winter as you are in the summertime, it can look very unnatural. So you want to find a glow that's not your summer shade, but a glow that's not pale like your winter shade. Like when I am just my natural pale self, I am translucent, okay? Like you can see every vein in my body. You could probably see my guts. Like I am translucently pale, okay? So I like to have just a little bit of a glow. So for my face, I use the Tan Luxe face drops in medium, and in the summertime, I use the dark shade, and in the wintertime, I use the medium. So that's an example of like a simple shift that makes a big, big difference. And on my body, I like using the Luxe Unfiltered Gradual Self Tanner Lotion in Sandalwood. It gives a really natural glow to the body. It smells really good, and it's nice and thick and moisturizing, but it settles in just like a lotion. It doesn't linger. You can put clothes on right over top of it. Mousses I find are very drying, so I tend to avoid the mousse in the wintertime unless I have an event that I'm going to, which is kind of rare. So I normally will just stick with a lotion, and I love it. Lip products. Let's talk about that. Having a lip product that is your go-to really makes everything better. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, I'm wearing the lip product that I've been wearing every single day. I also put this on TikTok, and it is the Refi lip liner in the shade Taupe with a Kosas lip oil in the shade Unbuttoned. I love this combo. I feel like it's so fall, but it's so natural. It's so perfect. I just love it. They look amazing together, and it just instantly elevates your look. If you're watching on YouTube, then you know that I'm literally wearing an Aritzia sweatshirt. I have second day curled hair that is pretty much flat now, and I just have a little bit of mascara on, a little bit of concealer, bronzer, blush, a lip, and I'm good to go, and I feel really elevated because of the lip. Before the lip was on, I did not really feel very elevated, but now that I have the lip on, I do feel very, very elevated. Next up are hair care products. Really nourishing your hair in the winter is so important. This is the time for masks, coconut oil, head spas. If you want to chop, this is the time to like get that chop, but you just have to really make sure that you are dedicated and invested and want a good haircut, because if you are in the dead of winter and you chop your hair and you regret it, I'm just going to say proceed with caution, because I think we've all been down this path before, and we know we've seen this film before and we didn't like the ending. Okay. We know how it goes when you get a haircut and you're not feeling yourself. It's just horrendous. So proceed with caution if you're going to cut your hair. But if you are going to cut your hair, it's a great time to do it in the winter, because then your hair is going to grow nice and healthy and luscious for the spring and for the summer. I also recommend to find how you like to style your hair and just make that your go-to. Like if in the winter you can master a beach wave, or you can master a blowout, or you can master whatever it is, and you just spend the winter practicing how you like to do your hair, by the time spring, summer, or even honestly like January rolls around, you are going to know how you like to have your hair done. And even just having your hair done elevates you. It just makes you feel so much better about yourself. Yesterday, I gave myself a 5-minute blowout, and I felt so much better about myself all day yesterday and into today. But what I'm getting at is find what you like. Just because everyone is doing a bouncy blowout with curlers doesn't mean that that has to be your look. If you like your hair straight, wear it straight. If you like a side part, wear the side part. If you like beach waves, fuck the fact that it's winter, like beach wave your hair. Find the style that you like, experiment with it right before you have to take a shower, because that's always just a good time to be like, you know what, let me try to curl my hair and see if it's good. If it's good, awesome. Make a TikTok, then wash it. If it sucks, just get to wash your hair and try again, you know, in a few hours. Play around before you wash your hair and just see what you like. That really is going to help. The next thing that I recommend is a makeup routine, and find one that is your go-to. Having a routine that makes you feel pretty is key. For me, I recently started wearing brown mascara, and I just find it so soft and very girly, and it really just exaggerates my blue eyes, which I really like playing up my eyes. I have the dark hair now. I'm doing the brown mascara, a little bit of a darker lip. So I'm really liking kind of playing into this cozy dark vibe, and then really I get to kind of emphasize the lightness of my eyes, make my blue eyes really rich and really, really deep and very bright all at the same time. I don't know. I really like it. But having that paired with a sleek and healthy, glowy bronze skin for me is really unbeatable. When I try to do like that baby doll pink that we saw a lot last winter, it made me look really, really cold and really, really blue because like I'm so translucently pale naturally. When I did like those pinks, it just brought out a lot of that blue undertone that my skin naturally really has. So when I kind of play up more on my winter glow sense and just do more with the bronzes and the golds and the soft browns, I just look really healthy and really radiant. Again, that's not what's like trending on TikTok, but for me, it makes me feel really good. So finding that makeup routine that you really like and that works for you. It doesn't matter what the trends are. If you like it, you just have to do what works for you. And again, you can play around with your base or you could play around with your makeup base and your eyes and your lips, whatever it is, before you wash your face. And again, if you hate it, you wash it off and you know, all is fair in love and war, you go to bed. If you love it, you make a TikTok, you wash it off, you go to bed, all is fair in love and war. So find a makeup routine that is your go-to and that you really like. The next product that I recommend are slippers. I will link down below the pair of slippers that I really, really love. I have worn these now for 2 winters and they are the best. I get a new pair every year because they are pretty inexpensive and they are just awesome. And I wear these things all day, every day. So they definitely take a beating. Find a pair of slippers and make them your house slippers. I wear slippers 24/7. The bonus points of slippers is that not only do they keep your feet, you know, warm throughout the day, but they keeps your body warm because, you know, your heat escapes through your head, your feet, and your hands. But it also prevents my feet from drying out, which dry skin naturally happens in the wintertime. But when I don't wear like socks or slippers, my feet get so dry in the wintertime. And that just never feels good. Like whenever I go, you know, under a blanket or I put on socks or something, like the last thing you want is like your feet catching on anything. So whenever I have slippers on, it keeps them supple and moisturized. And it's just like a good hack to feel good in the wintertime. The next thing that I recommend is to keep up with your nails. Having manicures and pedicures that you are keeping up with will keep you feeling grounded and feminine. This is all from personal experience, but personally, when my nails and my toes are not painted and my nails need to be redone, I just do not feel like myself at all. I love having my nails done. It keeps me feminine. Oh my God, you just scared me so bad. My boyfriend just walked in on me podcasting and you're wearing a beanie and sunglasses and you just scared me so bad. So yeah, back to what I was saying. Make getting your nails done an adventure, like really romanticize it. That's kind of like the secret with avoiding the winter uglies is just to romanticize it all. So when it comes to getting your nails done, put on a cute outfit, spray your nice perfume, get a cozy coffee and go get your nails done. Like, it is amazing being a girl, and this is like one of the true pleasures and like luxuries of being a girl is that we get to go make our nails done a whole personality trait, and it just makes you feel so much better. So go get your nails done. It is so, so worth it. The next thing that I recommend is a warm robe. Having a bathrobe is so luxurious. Skims has a really nice one, but just walking around in a bathrobe or putting one on after a shower, which obviously is like the intended use of a bathrobe, is so luxe and just fabulous. Like I said, it's just about like romanticizing the cold and playing into it. And if you want to take this up a notch, you guys knew this was coming. A towel warmer. I talk about this all the time because it is so key. Putting your towel in the towel warmer, but also your bathrobe, your pajamas, a blanket, your clothes for the day, anything that you want to be warm that you are putting on your body, put it in the towel warmer. It is so incredible. I will link the one that I have down below. It is worth every single penny. Again, it's a really great thing to ask for the holidays. It You're going to be thankful for it every single day. It's truly incredible. Having this extra strap to warm up your things is just so luxurious, and it's so, so, so cozy. And when you're cozy, I don't know about you, but like if it's going to be cold, I'm going to be cozy. You know, if that ain't the truth, like if it's cold, I'm cozy. So I just really like to kind of luxury up, make it a little bit more luxurious and just really get cozy with the towel warmer. It's just the best. Lastly, for the products that I recommend for the body are sets when it comes to working from home, clothing sets. I have fallen victim to this many times and it is documented all online. You can look at my Vlogmas from last year. You can look at the Manifest Planner Instagram. When I just simply last winter would put on whatever sweatpants I had, whatever slipper socks I had, and whatever sweatshirt I found, and I would just wear that all day long, and I would feel so ugly, not put together, messy, discombobulated. Even if I did a morning routine, had my hair done, had my makeup done, no matter what it was, if I was wearing like mismatched stuff, I just felt so off all day and I would not want to leave the house. I wouldn't work as well. It was just not as it. So find some matching comfy sets. That is key. Like something that you can just throw on and that go together. You don't have to think about it. It is life-changing. I will link some pieces down below that I like from Amazon. But having matching sets, you can just rotate between whether you're working from home or going to class or studying or just chilling at home or cooking or catching up with friends. It is so important to feel your best, but to also still be comfy when it comes to the wintertime, because I don't know how these girls can always like look super cute and not be cold. When I'm cold, I'm miserable. So I make sure that I am bundled up, but I still want to like look cute. Like I don't want to feel like I'm like lost in my clothes. Like I want to feel cute and matching sets really does that for me. So those are the products and routines that I recommend for the body. And lastly, I want to touch on the soul. So we talked about the mind, we talked about the body, and the soul kind of relates to both obviously the mind and the body. And it's something that we've already talked about, but I just want to reiterate these things because I feel like if you have a healthy mind, you have a healthy body, you're going to have a healthy soul. And that's really like the gorgeous trilogy that we need when it comes to avoiding the winter uglies. So the routine for the soul, number one, this is all about nourishing the soul. So number one is to meditate. I chatted about this earlier in the morning, but being present with yourself is so nourishing. Just to really connect with yourself and remind yourself that you are just experiencing a season and that it's not always going to be like this. It's not always going to be winter. The days aren't always going to be cold. It's not always going to be short. They're not always going to be dark. It is just a season and every season comes and goes. But in all seriousness, when practicing meditation throughout the winter, it is such a great time for you to really just root down and focus on yourself. The winter time is really a time for nourishment and it's really a time to explore yourself and to really kind of like dig deep into what have I planted in the fall? What seed have I been nourishing? What am I going to continue nourishing in the winter? And then what is going to blossom in the spring? It's a gorgeous time of year and I think meditating on everything that you manifest and desire and call for happens in the winter time. So really take this time. Don't take this time for granted is essentially what I'm saying. And practicing meditation is really powerful during the winter. Secondly is a sauna. I love heat, okay? So being in a sauna, especially like the hottest sauna you can possibly get into in the wintertime, for me is truly heaven. I'm really lucky that my gym has a sauna. It's a big reason that I signed up for the gym that I go to because I wanted my gym to have a sauna. So if you have access to a sauna, I recommend that. I will link a few at home inexpensive air quotes saunas in the description below, but just know that if that is not an option, a hot shower will give you similar feelings of a hot sauna. It's obviously wet as opposed to like a sauna is dry, but just being in that heat is going to feel really good. And also you could kind of create like your own little steam room in a bathroom. Just turn your shower really hot and just sit in there with the hot steam. That is a really special feeling. If I sauna in the winter, 2 times a week is really my goal. But if I had a sauna in my house, I would do it every single day. I don't have a sauna in my house. I would love to one day, but I just don't have that right now. In a perfect world, this is what I would do. I would do it every single day at the end of the day, right before bed. I would sauna. I would then take a warm shower. I would put my pajamas and my towel in a towel warmer. I would get out of the shower with my warm pajamas and warm towel. I would lotion my body and I would put socks on my feet. I would do my nighttime skincare routine. I would open up my window. I'd put on my fan and I would go to sleep. And oh my God, that sounds like heaven to me. So saunas are my love language. Second to last thing, hot yoga. This is a combination of meditation and sunning. So if you are looking for a workout, if you are looking for heat, and if you are looking for meditation, hot yoga is your answer. Hot yoga is the perfect combination of the mind, body, and soul. So I guess if I had to sum up this episode with how do you avoid the winter uglies, the answer is hot yoga. Find a hot yoga studio or classes near you and try to go to just once a week. I mean, you can obviously go more, but if you are trying to implement something new, start with once a week, see if you like it. This is also a really, really great time to meet up with your friends. It's really fun to take workout classes with your friends. You could also meet new friends. That could lead to a whole bunch of new things in the wintertime. So try hot yoga this winter. It will make you feel so good mindfully in your body and spiritually. You are just going to be like reborn. It's incredible. Lastly, to nourish the soul, and the last tip I have for this episode, is to put effort into yourself. The winter uglies, to put it simply, is letting yourself go and stopping to nourish all aspects of yourself. When we continue to nourish ourselves through everything that we discussed in this episode, you will feel infinitely better about yourself, and you will also feel worthy of all the success, all the desires that you want, and anything that you want in your life. You are going to feel worthy of receiving it because you are putting so much effort and love into yourself. And I think that's really what it all comes down to, is that you need to be the person that puts effort into you, because no one else is going to do it other than you. So guys, those are my tips to avoiding the winter uglies. These are my routines and the products that I recommend. Check the description box down below for any products that I have talked about today, any podcast episodes that I talked about today, anything else. I'll have it all linked down below. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If you guys could rate the podcast 5 stars, it really helps the show. Share it on your social media, tag it in your stories, whatever you guys can do, share it with a friend. It really helps the show so much. I love you guys, and I hope you have an incredible rest of your week. Happy Monday, happy Manifest Monday, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.